Welcome back to the I Will Podcast. It's your host, Santiago Brito, on another amazing episode of the I Will Podcast. Initiative, willpower, inspiration, limitless, and lightheartedness. Today's episode is an episode that's very close to me. You know, I make a lot of progress. I'm in love with who I am today. I make a lot of progress. I'm so focused. I'm so determined. I'm so driven. But, you know, there's times where, like, you know, I'm reminded, you know, and I ask myself sometimes, like you know, what can I do at those moments, like, where I'm reminded, you know, reminded of something. And I named this episode Missing My Feet, because sometimes I'm just, I'm missing my feet, but sometimes I'm just missing my feet, you know, if that makes sense. But, you know, I question, you know, like how things happen in life, you know, like I don't question it. There's an acceptance, but there's a, you know, like, wow, you know, like, such an important thing to be taken from a person, you know. And in the way that it happened to me, it's like, it's tough sometimes. So the other day I was just like, you know, like, I was with my daughter somewhere, and, you know, like, the dads are playing with the daughters, like, and I'm like, damn, I'm a little tired, I'm a little bit in pain. And my daughter's looking at me like, get your ass up, like, you need to be playing with me here. And, you know, I do my best to not, you know, let her feel it. You know, if I gotta push through pain, I push through pain. But it's not easy, man. It's something that you can't explain. It's like, you know, like, other people see me, and they see the strength and this resilience, and I am all those things, but I'm also that hurt, that, you know, weakness, that feeling lack sometimes, you know. And like, I'm as confident as they come. I'm not gonna sit here and lie to you. Like, I'm not afraid of anything, but I'm human. And I always say I'm human because I'm part human, you know, like, I'm a soul on a human experience, but this body, like, you know, these emotions sometimes that come with what I've been through, it's not easy. And I know that a lot of people also go through things that might not be what I'm going through, but it's valid what you're going through. Like, those emotions, those feelings are valid. It's not something that's happening for no reason. I recently, you know, went through something where, you know, what I went through was pretty much, you know, like question, you know, and there was no way around it, and it was like, you know, like, how can something happen like this to a person, you know? And sometimes I'm on the outside looking in, but it's really me experiencing this, you know, like. It's not an easy experience. It's not a, you know, I do so much, and at the same time, I feel like I'm so far from where I want to be. I've always been driven, man. Like, I've always been somebody that strives for more, that, you know, like, the mansions, the, you know, like, the freedom, my family, secured, you know. And I'm somebody that's still striving for those things, and it just seems sometimes like so much. And it's not that I haven't taken a break. I've been taking mental breaks. I've been eating right. I've been in a good space. It's just, there's just something there that is unexplainable, that I don't know how to like express it. But it's just a feeling that I don't know yet how to express it or explain it. It could be sadness. It could be, like, you know, like, heartbroken. You know, it could be a lot of things that I don't say or show. You know, I allow my feelings to come through and feel them to the best of my ability. But I a lot of times I ask why. You know, like there's no answer for me there. There's no, you know, set reason. And, you know, tragedies happen in life. And sometimes I've been very driven my whole life. And I ask myself, man, did I go through this to pay for what I want out of life? And I'm like, I never asked to exchange anything like that. I see people who become successful that they just put in the work. And I'm somebody who's been putting in the work. since day one. I've been working since I was 13 years old, man. I've never been a lazy person. Anybody who knows me, my mom, my family, my uncles, my cousins, I'm a person who grinds, man. I enjoy the work and the grind, and I still enjoy the work and the grind. And I but sometimes you ask, like, man, why would you know, like, this challenge come into my life? Like, and it's made me stronger. It's made me more aware. It's made me sharper. But was it needed for me to become better? Was it needed for me to forward my movement? You know, they say that you come into this world and you agree to the things that happen already on a spiritual level. But I'm like, man, why would I agree to something like this on a spiritual level? You know, like, there's many questions that I always have. And you know, a lot of things in this experience are not in our control. And I just question, why would I have to go through something like this? Why would I have to explain how I went through something like this? And I don't know why it happened or how it happened. And it's something that's not easy to deal with. It's something that's not easy to, sometimes, not all the time. Sometimes it's like, you know, it is what it is. But sometimes it's like, man, like, I don't know why it happened, how it happened. You know, and like, why, you know, and a lot of people, you know, give me good advice, but like, you'll know one day, you'll understand why. But man, sometimes I'm just missing my feet. Like, I wasn't in nobody's way. Sometimes I wish I could just go back to being normal and walking on my two feet. You know, I don't think I did anything to deserve to lose, you know, my bilateral limbs, you know, how doctors say. And it's just hard to fathom and to understand it. And I know a lot of people just say, hey, man, you're so strong, you keep going. And I know nobody's worried about it. It's my luggage, my burden to live with. But, you know, I know other people also go through things. And I know you ask yourself why. Like, there's times in my life where I put myself in certain situations. And then there's times like this where I'm like, man, I was doing everything right. Like, how does something like this happen? People say it's a blessing in disguise, you know. And I can tell myself that there's a million good things that came from it, and there is. And I can also tell myself that I could have done other things to learn the things that I've learned from this experience. This is just, I took something that, you know, would have probably ended a lot of people's lives, or they would have just went the other way with life. But I still give life my best foot forward. And this episode was just me sharing, like, how sometimes I'm there with you, how you feel sometimes, where you don't have any answer, you don't know what's going on, and you got to just continue to push through, man. And I'm here to tell you, like, just don't give up. There's days like this. Embrace them, understand them, and continue to keep going, man. Tomorrow's a brighter day, man. Thank you for listening to the Outworld Podcast.